You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Stretch run of Grant and Danny will take you up to 6:30. The Nationals have a general manager to work under President of Baseball Ops, Paul Taboni. And the general manager is Anirubh Kalambi, the executive coming over from the Philadelphia Phillies, who's been overseeing their R&D department. So this is an analytics hire. Anirubh Kalambi is 31 years old. So you've got the president of baseball ops, Paul Taboni, who's the old man in the room at 35.
Ancient.
You've got the 31-year-old general manager, Anirubh Kalambi. And now you've got a manager, who's Blake Butera at 33, a pitching coach who's not even 30 years old yet, and Simon Matthews. I mean, what a wild month this has been for the Washington Nationals. The prerequisite to be hired for them is not only to be super versed in R&D and data and to be analytically driven, but to also make sure that you're younger than, I would say 40, but that's way too old.
Yeah, that's like, that's senior citizen stuff.
I would be the oldest person working over there right now. My son Truman, happy birthday, buddy, coming home to have his birthday celebration tonight. He turned 5 today. I've got him an interview on Wednesday with Taboni for the first base coaching
job. He's closer in age to what they want than I am.
Do you think that he's too young to be their first base coach?
Right now.
You think?
Yes, and that's not a reflection on him.
So what role could they hire him for? He's turning 5 today.
I mean, he would start with an internship in the R&D department. Like, I think that's where it would start. That within 3 years, he's, you know, probably running up one of the minor league roving coordinators.
Okay.
In charge of, like, wrestling guys.
I will accept that. But, yeah, you got yourself a general manager now, and it's a analytics GM, R&D department from the Phillies. Done a pretty good job. Now, what's interesting is they play checkbook baseball over there. You don't think of them as super data-driven or analytical. I know they do that at a decent clip. But mostly, when they want someone, they just throw a bunch of money at guys who have performed.
They like go in the bidding.
Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, or, you know, any of the stars that they brought in there over the years. But they've done a pretty good job in the draft. Certainly have stocked the system pretty well from, you know, over an extended period of time to stay relevant in the National League with Dave Dombrowski. But the Nats hiring a general manager. Wow. Youngest staff ever. Has anyone ever done it like this? I mean, they're trying to do the Rays model of just all in on data. And I'm giddy. I'm excited. I'm elated. I'm fired up. But nobody's quite leaned into it this hard in terms of the youth. This is, to say that this is the opposite of what was happening here for a long time, probably doesn't do it justice.
It's the opposite on turbo. It's like the opposite with afterburners. Like they're going on a SpaceX rocket in the opposite direction from what was. You know, I mean, listen, it wasn't to say that the previous regime at any point in time didn't have any numbers or things driving some decisions and thoughts, but there was always room at the table for everything. This is a, were you born and raised in this new era of you know, pronating your scapulas and drive lining this and pitch shaping that and this machine and that machine. Did you come up in Bane's prison, basically? And can you live in the shadows now? It's not, you adopted something. Like, were you born in it? And that's what they want.
Here's what I want to look up. I mean, it has to be a staggering total. If you go Pobo, which is Toboni, President Baseball Ops, General Manager, Manager, and then I'll say Pitching Coach. Like, those four roles and add up the ages. 35, 31, 33, 29. What is the next youngest group of those four roles in sport history? I would bet they are on like probably 30 to 40 years younger than anyone's
when you combine the difference,
ever
yeah.
been. Like, in other words, the average age of what I just told you is like 32 years old, 31 years old. But if you add up all of those, it's like, you know, 120 some years of life. I'll bet you the next youngest Pobo, GM, manager, pitching coach quartet is 50 or 60 years old.
I was going to say the 165.
I mean, it's just got to be not only a record, but a record by the widest margin.
Yeah.
It's just unreal what's happening. It's been amazing. All right, I've got an audio vault prepared for you, Danny. I'm excited about the audio vault. We've scoured the internet to put together the collection of some of our favorite audio. Toby and I worked very, very hard, broke a sweat on this. So let's get to it. Very frightening. Come on in.
Every time.
And enjoy the audio vault with me. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the left! Fernando Mendoza, quarterback, Indiana. The number one team in the land. Big Ten champions. I am in on Fernando Mendoza. As a prospect, whatever. I think he's going to be fairly limited athletically. I'm not really sure what to expect as a quarterback. But the more I see of this dude in interviews...
I can't get enough.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite meets...
That's right.
It's Napoleon Dynamite meets Matt Stafford or something. Like, take just a normal quarterback with like a nerdy, goofy guy, put them together, and you get the dude who just led Indiana to one of the most epic college seasons in history. But I want you to listen to this clip of this interview where this guy asks him how you would draw me off sides if I told you the world was going to end if you didn't. Danny, make sure you lock in on the final few seconds.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to want to let your mind wander.
Mm-hmm.
The final five or so seconds of this clip made me laugh out loud. I'm sitting there in the office over there by myself today, belly laughing, like in stitches if I could be an old person. Fernando Mendoza.
If the fate of the world was in your hands, how would you draw me offsides if you had to save the world?
So we're first going to go in the huddle, and we're going to break out quick from the huddle. We're going to all run to the line like mm-hmm. our lives depend on it. Get on the ball. Like, blue 42, blue 42. Is it hot? Hot? I'd be like, all right, and then I'd check it, I'd alert it, be like, all right, that's not the look that we want. Alert, 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 alert. Green 18, green 18. And then I'd pause for a second, hot, hot. And then hopefully it gets someone offsides. If it doesn't, then I'd be like, jump offsides, please, please, save the world. You know, if not, then I guess the world's coming to an end, but at least we give it our best foot.
I think that's the funniest thing. Like, tell me that's not hilarious. The guy prefaces, the whole thing is prefaced with the question like, hey, how would you get me to jump off sides? Because if you don't, like, if the world was going to end if you didn't get me to jump off sides. And at the end of telling him how he would try to get him to come off sides, he said, and if it didn't work, I would just say, like, please, jump off sides, save the world. That's legitimately hilarious.
That's so good. Because I've seen, I can't remember who it was, but did Cam Newton do it? I mean, somebody at some point was like, they were clearly trying to do the jump off sides play. It wasn't happening. Maybe it was Jameis Winston.
No, it was Mahomes this year.
Was it Mahomes who did it?
It was like, this bleep never works. Yeah, this year. It was like a month ago.
I'm trying to remember, like, because like, in the game, he's like, come on, somebody jump off. Whatever, the quarter ended or something. But he's so earnest. That's what it is. Like, it's so genuine with him. I love that guy.
So this was Fernando Mendoza. If you missed the Heisman speech, a little more serious audio from him. He won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night, gave a nice speech. This is Mendoza talking about his mother, who's battled MS, which obviously near and dear to your heart, and so many other people have dealt with this within their family.
In fourth grade, I was a new kid on the park football team. Didn't know a single teammate and was fourth on the depth chart. By midseason, I wanted to get out of there. I wanted to quit. My parents said I had to finish what I started. So I learned to embrace my team. And that is when I fell in love with football. By high school, I was chasing the first stages of pipe dream, to play in college. Then COVID hit, cut the season short. The result, I was only a two-star prospect, and only had one scholarship offer. But my family's unconditional love and belief kept me going and pushed me forward. These are the people who built me long before football did. Mommy, this is your trophy as much as it is mine. You've always been my biggest fan. You're my light. You're my why. You're my biggest supporter. Your sacrifices, courage, love, those have been my first playbook and the playbook that I'm going to carry through my side through my entire life. You taught me that toughness doesn't need to be loud. It can be quiet and strong. It's choosing hope. It's believing in yourself when the world doesn't give you much reason to. Together, you and I are rewriting what people think is possible. I love you.
He went mommy.
Come on, dude.
Millions of people watching. He dropped the mommy. I mean, look, this is going to sound like a tough guy take, and I don't even know if it's the right way to go with it, but like, if you don't like this guy, it's what is the test they say, like a Rorschach test? I don't even know what that means, but it tells you something.
There's ink blots, and depends on what you see, they're like, dude, you were out of your mind.
Right. To me, this is one of those, like, there's something wrong with us if this guy, who seemingly is this squeaky clean, super earnest, you know, nerdy, righteous, decent, well-meaning kid, if his uniqueness, just being himself and letting his individual flag fly, basically, if that is like met by jokes and everyone needs to make fun of him, there's something wrong with us, maybe. Mm-hmm. Now, if I find out more about this guy that behind the scenes, it's all some big act, whatever, that's different. But based on what we could tell, how can you not see this kid and be like, wait a second, you became the best quarterback in America, and you led the team to the potential national championship in the number one seed where it was never possible in Indiana. Like, what a story.
It's incredible.
I mean, his whole family, everything I see about them, it's old school. It's just the right way. It's at a time where decorum and decency has never meant less in this country, in the United States of America. Like, I am enjoying his 10 minutes of fame.
100%. And I didn't know that much, to be honest with you. I mean, I knew he'd gone to a couple of different places and transferred here and there. But now you've that my first real exposure for like some of those comments when they beat Ohio State and he's going nuts and I'm going, is this for real? Then I'm intrigued to find out more. And every new clip, every new thing I see, I just go, my goodness gracious, am I rooting for this guy? Just, and again, you're right. It's I hate to be cynical. We could find out something tomorrow that's like, oh my God, that's terrible, and I'll have to take it all back. But everything I've seen, you just go, what a sweet kid. And like, what a wonderful young man.
Laugh at him and make fun of him.
Yeah.
It's like bullying type stuff. You know, and maybe I'm guilty of it by calling him nerdy. I don't know. He's like Kirk Cousins on steroids, though. I mean, he is just so unique. And his post-game screaming, promo cutting speech after they beat Ohio State was like an all-timer field interview, and he's getting eviscerated online, where everybody's mean about everything. It's not a real place. It's like, something's wrong with us.
Yep. He's holding the mirror up to us, and we don't look good.
He is a mirror. That's the way to put it. All right, speaking of people I'm going to root for, John Summerall, not Pat Summerall. The 20, the 30, the 10, the 5. John,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Summerall, you familiar with his work?
No, who's John Summerall?
John Summerall is the head coach at Tulane for now. He's leaving Tulane, though. $100,000 he is donating to the program on his way out to their collective, NIL. He's giving the next guy $100,000 for players. Why, you ask? This is what he said.
Like, this is home in a lot of ways. My two oldest kids were born here. So, you know, and I've talked a lot about when you leave a place, that matters how you leave it just as much as how you enter it. I want to leave on good terms. And I want to be able to come back in 20 years and celebrate this team that's won a championship already together and not be like, oh, the way he walked out the building was kind of questionable. I want them to go, man, he did it the right way. And so I want to see Tulane get better after I leave. Mm-hmm. I want to see it continue to grow after I leave or my family leaves. I don't want to – I'm hoping for more. I don't want this to be the end of anything. I want this to continue to build upon this.
God, he sounds like a football coach, doesn't he?
He sure does. Headed to the University of Florida to coach the Gators. But I think that's really cool.
I do too.
$100,000 and guys, I still love you. He shouldn't be, like any coach, shouldn't be held hostage to never improve their career or go to the next thing. Just like players should be allowed. I don't know if it should be every single year constantly.
Right.
But, you know, they should be allowed to better themselves when they get that opportunity to in some way that, where there's some guidelines.
I love that gesture. My college coach did that. He's now at Wake Forest, and he did that for GW, the place where he got his head coaching break and his gig and made a name for himself and became one of the hottest candidates in the country.
He's now one of the primary elite college coaches in America 20 years later.
Yeah, so he's done that a couple times over where he's matched donations to GW Athletics and things like that just through because he recognizes, hey, this is my launching pad.
He also gave a former player a kidney.
Yes, he did. A freshman who had never played for him yet in his fall, and he gave the guy a kidney just so he could live.
That is unbelievable.
Pretty big deal, by the way.
What a dude.
Pretty good guy.
He is, Tom Walter. All right, Travis Kelce on his podcast, New Heights, with his brother Jason. Sounds like a guy who could be stepping away after the end of the season. We're still awaiting word on if he's going to retire. But I found this compelling because you and I are sitting here saying, you know, why are teams not shutting players down? Or, you know, we talk about these games not mattering. Is this guy going to go out and give it his all? This is Kelce, a future Hall of Famer on the stretch run here with the Chiefs eliminated for the first time since the early days of his career.
Play my ass off and to show up and, you know, give my guys the best chance to win. And I think that's the mentality, man. There's an integrity thing here that when you sign up for the gig, you're living out your dreams. You're living out a kid's dream that never got a chance to do this. You're living out, you know, man.
Yeah.
You're playing this game, obviously, to win Super Bowls. You're playing this game to be in those playoff scenarios and stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you're playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's a f-ing blessing. That's an honor. It's an honor to be out there. It's an honor to feel the soreness after a game because you're actually out there. You're f-ing doing it.
Yeah. You're living your dream.
And no matter if you're getting the f-ing ball thrown to you, no matter if you're blocking your tail off and you never, you know, see the pill, it's an honor to be out there in a uniform playing for the guys around you, playing for your family, playing for the people back home that are watching you, that have known you since you were a little kid dreaming about this moment, or dreaming about these moments being in the NFL. And I'll tell you what, man, if there's a game to be had, baby, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to love playing in it. No matter if it's a game that, in the playoffs or gets us in the playoffs or a game that, you know, seems like it doesn't have any implications of that. So.
No doubt. Well said, Trev.
And that's
said.
The integrity you gotta f-ing go out there with, man.
For sure.
It might be chicken or the egg, but mm-hmm. I do think that's how you become one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
It's like that mindset. You probably don't get to his level of being arguably the best tight end who has ever played the game if that's not how you feel. And that is part of the conversation that gets lost sometimes with, these games don't matter or that team's going to roll over. It's like, well, I mean, you got Travis Kelce out there. He's not just going to try to lose 31-0 like the Raiders did this week. And they probably don't have enough guys in the locker room maybe that feel that way. They look like a team that didn't want to be in the snow this Sunday. You see that every now and then.
Yeah.
But the really good teams, the winning cultures, the brotherhoods, where they chalk up dubs, like that's not the way it goes.
Totally. And it's a sports lesson, too, by the way. Now, executives and general managers can make decisions that are bigger picture and say, hey, let's not, you know, have him go out there and get in 70 car wrecks if we want him to be good next year, et cetera, sure, at his age. And he can make those kind of calls. But it's true all the way down for amateur sports, for little kids. When you're playing hard in a game where you're eliminated, like this season's going to be over. You're only, you know, 9 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, whatever. It's a limited window you get to play a game, no matter what.
I also think it's just a good reminder and lesson just generally. Like, I think you and I are pretty good. We don't take what we do for granted because it beats working for a living and it's awesome. But I think a lot of us can relate to this. If you've got what I would consider to be a get-to job, not a have-to job.
Yep.
He's got a get-to job. That's all he ever wanted to do was play football. I grew up a diehard sports fan in D.C. All I ever wanted to do was find a way in the media to talk about sports. You know, that's a get-to gig. Yeah. And I think that's like a good reminder from him that there's only so many days we're going to crack these mics. There's only so many games he's going to get to play in. Aaron Rodgers, less likable cut here, if we want to go to another NFL player.
Maybe the opposite of that.
Who said an interesting thing. So this was... You know, it's funny, Rodgers, like 20 minutes before this, was on the field. He gave this great post-game interview on Monday Night Football. And I thought, you know, when he's not spewing crazy theories or saying crazy things or trying to hot take it or be a jerk on a random TV show or McAfee or wherever he is, he actually comes off pretty well. He's a smart guy. I like that answer from Aaron Rodgers. And then he said this post-game.
So it's kind of what I said after the game. There's some cast-offs if you look at our roster, which it makes it really special. You know, Kenny Gainwell signed a next to nothing contract. You know, Connor Hayward, an afterthought, had a touchdown run. You know, Marquez been on a couple teams. Adam Thielen got cut. Samuel was on the street for a long time. So it says a lot about the character of the guys we brought in.
Do you consider yourself one of those cast offs too?
No, I'm not a cast off.
Cast-offs, journeymen, afterthoughts, these little engines who could. Like, not condescending when you're one of them. You're like, oh, yeah, we're all in this thing together. The Jets told me they didn't want me, and I had to move on. I'm on my third team in 4 years. He says this thing, which is kind of like a endearing, nice thing. And when he said it after the game, it came off that way. But then the follow-up is, do you consider yourself that? And as long as you just say, yeah, of course, or yeah, the Jets said no to me, you bring yourself to the same level. He had a chance to do that, and he couldn't even do it. He's like,
no, I'm not one of these peons.
Cast off? You kidding me? I'm not a cast off. That was not a good look.
It was so unlikable. Because, and it's the rug pull part of it, to your point. He's making a great and salient point where he's like, look, we're doing this with a bunch of guys that nobody wanted. I mean, it's why we've fallen in love with Indiana. Yeah. It's the same deal, right? Where it's like nobody wanted us. Nobody believed in us. And look at what we're doing. We're 8-6. Everybody's already looked past us. We're winning this division with a bunch of guys that people didn't want. I mean, look at Thielen. Look at Gainwell. Look at Hayward. Blah, blah, blah. It's incredible what we're doing. It's a testament to the guys in this room. Are you one of them? No. I'm not like that. Oh, those guys are terrible and stupid and gross and dumb. Me, I'm different. My God, was that tone deaf.
Last cut for you in the audio vault comes via Home Alone and Macaulay Culkin, the star of the film. Young Kevin McAllister.
Sure.
His kids, like mine, are now at the age where they're starting to watch Home Alone, and they really are enjoying the movie, and they haven't quite figured out that their dad is Kevin McAllister.
They have no idea it's me. They watch Home Alone, and they go, that's Kevin. 2 days ago, my oldest, he wanted to see pictures of me and my siblings, and I pulled out like an old family photo, and he looks directly at me. He goes, that kid looks like Kevin. Who's that? And I said, that's me. And I kind of just waited for the other shoe to drop. And he's like, oh, well, anyway. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, got to keep up the illusion.
How amazing. Funny is that?
That's
incredible.
I mean,
I guess that makes sense because your dad is just the bearded old man. That
sure. Just the dad now,
school.
Yeah.
But they can't figure it out. They're sitting there watching the movie I see in this interview, and they're like laughing about Kevin and all this stuff. And he's not saying it's me. I mean, that's kind of funny too, I think.
Because you can't explain that if they're young enough.
I guess that's true.
You know what I mean? We're like, that's me. No, it's not. That's Kevin McAllister. No, I understand that. But this isn't a documentary. This is a movie. That's
I don't know what age they are. All right, tomorrow on the show, Jimmy Kemsky covers the Eagles, going to scout the opponent. Friday, we got a great show shaping up, including, this is going to be awesome, Joe Davis of Fox, who's going to be on the call of the game with Greg Olson in the booth for Commanders-Eagles on Saturday night. He'll be on the show on Friday at 4:30, so that'll be cool. Remember, speaking of Friday, we're going to be out and about.
Pupatello, Leesburg.
Leesburg is the spot. Pupatello is the scene. We're going to be eating pizza with you 2 to 6:30 on Friday. Keep it right here for Overtime with Toby next. Thanks to Ryan, Wes, and Toby for their work behind the scenes. G&D saying so long. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.